What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 481. In this episode, I'll discuss 10 tips for implementing a PGY1 rotation experience. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode481. So here are my 10 tips. Number one, make your expectations clear at the beginning of the rotation. Number two, provide a thorough orientation, including a review of your rotation objectives. Plan to spend at least 30 to 60 minutes of day one with the resident on this. Number three, when you give your resident a tour of the units that they will be on, be sure to introduce them by name to as many hospital staff as possible. Number four, be aware of the level of understanding that hospital staff has of a pharmacy resident's versus a student's capabilities and expectations. Number five, the moment something does not go according to your expectations, address it immediately. Otherwise, it is bound to continue or get worse. Number six, at the start of or before the start of rotation, make an inquiry and take notes as to what the resident wishes to get out of your rotation. Number seven, if you have multiple learners on rotation at the same time, such as a resident and a student, have a plan to discuss co-preceptor roles independently with the student and resident. Number eight, be aware of potential personality differences, especially if a resident is coming onto the rotation and a student has already been there for several weeks. Number nine, avoid having the student orient the resident. And number 10, be realistic about the structure of your day and arrange for extra time at the front end of the rotation to get your resident up to speed. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to a four-part preceptor development series that covers designing and implementing a PGY1 rotation experience, understanding and fulfilling ASHP accreditation requirements for residency preceptors, providing feedback to pharmacy residents, and incorporating residents into your practice. To access this and many more resources to help you and your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. If you're a director or coordinator that would like institutional group access for your team of preceptors, start by filling out the form found at pharmacyjoe.com/group. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.